I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is From the Pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. You know, there are a lot of fawns out there right now, and there's going to be a lot more. And if you see one that looks a little discombobulated, maybe lost, leave it alone. I'll tell you why, but first.
You know the drill. You got a free Saturday, the boat's ready, but you're scrolling through the same tired fishing reports trying to figure out where to go. Stop guessing and start catching. Onyx Fish lets you filter thousands of Midwest lakes by species, trophy potential, even keeper size, all backed by real DNR survey data. Plus, Onyx Fish is brand new on Android, so no more excuses. Try free for 7 days. Download Onyx Fish on the App Store or Google Play. Your next favorite lake is out there. Go find it.
During the first few weeks of life, a fawn stays quiet and hidden while their mothers look for food nearby. They have spotted coats, minimal scent. That's their best defenses. They can walk from birth. It takes them a few weeks to become fast enough to keep up with their mothers and avoid predators. Remember, wild animals care for their young differently than humans do. And sometimes the best chance of survival for that fawn is in their natural environment. You need to understand that if you see an unaccompanied fawn, they have rarely been abandoned. If you find a seemingly healthy fawn lying quietly by itself, do not touch it. Leave the area as soon as possible. Don't bring a bunch of people over to pet it or look at this fawn. The mother will not return while people or other animals are around. You need to give the fawn and its mother space. That's the best thing you can do to support their natural behavior. Do not try to feed the fawn. Wild animals have specialized dietary needs that are not easily met by a non-natural food source. So do not feed them. The best thing to do is just leave them alone. This is From the Pages of the Outdoor News.